rest of the story. Grecian vase art. The drawings on ancient Greek pottery depict the ancient Greeks doing their thing, including one very interesting thing. If it is what some scholars believe it is, then it is the same thing that you're going to get thrown in jail for doing during the 14th and 15th centuries in Europe. You may have done it yourself, so you'd better know the rest of the story. Major Walter Clopton Wingfield considered himself as knowledgeable as any English gentleman in Greek history. But of all the activities, proud and profane, with which the ancient Greeks had preoccupied themselves, there was one activity that particularly fascinated Major Wingfield: swastika. Swastika. He believed it had been depicted in Grecian art, especially in pottery drawings. He had read the Odyssey. He believed that in that text, the princess Nausicaa was doing it with her own handmaidens. In fact, that's what the poet Homer seemed to suggest. Well, shocked at the haste with which Major Wingfield had jumped to such conclusions, other Greek scholars developed theories of their own. Some denied that the Greeks had ever participated in swastika. Others admitted the Greeks had, if only because they had seen the Persians or the Egyptians doing it. The ancients of Languedoc had engaged in something similar, something they called chicane, which incidentally is the origin of our word chicanery. In the waning 14th and the waxing 15th centuries, it had been illegal to swastika throughout many European countries, though King Edward III had actually encouraged his subjects to engage in swastika. It was prohibited in England after his reign in 1388. In France, men were becoming involved in swastika, and sometimes to the neglect of their families, so it was outlawed there in 1397. As late as 1508, the practice could get you arrested. One was legally permitted to swastika in France during the 17th century, but never, never in public. This scholarly bickering bored Major Wingfield. As far as he was concerned, it had started in Greece, and to emphasize his certainty, he called it swastika, a descriptive term of Greek origin. Major Wingfield made this declaration publicly in 1874. His interest in swastika certainly helped to liven up his parties. To participate in one of Wingfield's affairs, guests were required to do it, and to do it his way. And you've been doing it pretty much his way ever since. For you see, the pleasurable pastime, which may have gotten its start on a Grecian urn, the addictive activity, once forbidden, later refined and named swastika by Major Walter Clopton Wingfield, you know as tennis. The game of tennis. Only now you know the rest of the story.